This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. Everyone is talking about rain, about the season of summer rain. The monsoon in southeastern Arizona is the topic. In phone calls and emails at gatherings, it's all about rain. Who's getting it and who isn't, you know, how much. I'm no different. And though we've gotten many sprinkles at our home near the banks of the, the sprinkles are measurable in my ancient rain gauge. So a week of sporadic sprinkles may look like this in my gauge. These are in inches, like 0.02 inches, 0.06, 6/100ths of an inch, 0.03, 0.09. Ooh, almost a tenth. Some days I'll come home late afternoon, and if it weren't for the rain gauge, I'd have never known that it had rained as the earth, as the soil, you know, was so dry. But there is humidity, glorious humidity. And there are cloudy mornings that break up into hot, humid days that hold promise of afternoon storms. Where our 1991 Marvelette is situated near the banks of the Ojalote, we can look across out across the flats of the Sulphur Springs Valley, and we can watch storms, you know, develop and appear to pound Dos Cabezas or pour on the Stronghold or pummel Elfrida and then piddle at the Mosquiti homestead. But, you know, no problem. I'm not worried. We'll be the recipients of a pummeling, and there will be much celebration. Snakes, toads, and turtles will abound, and flying ants will be devoured by nighthawks. And like true junkies, we'll ask, we'll beg. Can we have a little more of that? Hey, there are so many toads around our homestead. And you say, how many, Petey? Well, I'm telling you, close to a kabillion. Toads everywhere. Walk into our little greenhouse, toads jump out of the way. Walk out the back door of the Marvelette, toads jump out of the way. Mainly the woodhouse toad, Bufo woodhousei, Bufo Latin for toad, woodhousei, that's someone's name. Bufo's are the true toads. Ms. Mosquiti likes that woodhouse name. She thinks it's so British, like Woodhouse Manor or something like that. They're so cool. They really look like a toad, all bumpy and warty and looking. You know, they got their parotid glands and very distinct white stripe down its back. A mid-dorsal stripe is what I read. Pretty big toad as well, 4 inches, 5 inches long. And I got another cool toad called a Great Plains toad, Bufo cognatus, Bufo for toad. Cognatus means he's related to somebody. I don't know, not me. And though I see them occasionally out and about, I always find them when I'm digging a hole, and I will find them a foot down in the earth. One day I watched my dogs, Farley and Choo-Choo, digging a hole together to get a gopher, and toads and dirt were flying out behind them as they dug. Stunned toads. Dude, what happened? So with all these toads hopping around the old homestead, is it any wonder we have a very large resident hognose snake? He may be 2 feet long. In fact, he wanders around our place during the day. They are diurnal. Roots around and pushes, you know, with that funny upturned nose, hognose. He pushes around that dirt and he looks for toads. I mean, they eat other critters, but they specialize in toads around our place. That's for sure. It's high up on their list. Their scientific name, Heterodon Nasius. Heterodon means diverse teeth. That refers to their back teeth are venomous. If you were to ram your finger down their throat, that you might get bitten by a venomous snake. Nasius must refer to that upturned nose. One of the coolest things about hognose snakes is that they play dead. Yeah, first they'll hiss and flatten their head. This is if they feel threatened. You know, that's going to scare you. Oh, no. Look out, it's a poisonous snake. And if that bluff doesn't work, you know, if you go, all right, you can't fool me, it will flip over, mouth open, all coiled up, looking dead, and not to mention it will evacuate its cloaca. If this snake wore pants, you would say it poops its pants when it's playing dead. Oh, man, it's so cool. Is that cool? Very, very cool. And did you notice I did not mention spadefoot toads? Yeah, I find them too. When I'm digging holes deep down in the earth, Couch's spadefoot is the one I find. And those spadefoot toads are waiting, just waiting like you and me, for that pouring, that pounding, that pummeling, and that puddle-making storm that has us all clasping one another and celebrating rain in an arid land. Oh my, oh my. The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.